Samad Aleph, next to the last line. Omar Rab Yitzchok Bar Yosef Omar Rab Yochanan Eretz Yisrael Ein Chayovim Oleho Mishum Rishus Harab. That Eretz Yisrael were not Chayiv, there's no Rishus Harab in Eretz Yisrael. This was a memory that was said b'shem Rab Yochanan. Yosef Rav Dimei Bekoma Alei Loha Shmaite. Rav Dimei said over this Shmaite b'shem Rab Yochanan. Omalei Abaye L'Rav Dimei My Time. What is the reason that Eretz Yisrael there's no Rishus Harab? Ilei Mishum D'Makif Lo Sulme D'Tzur Mehach Kise Mechatno D'Geda Mehach Kiso. To refresh our memories, let us see the Peirush Chai. So he has on page 51, Sulme D'Tzur. There's a mountain range there, Mechatno D'Geda Mehach Kise. There's a valley. And as we mentioned yesterday, the Ritva says it's Kemin Gam. So this makes the whole Eretz Yisrael a Rishus HaYochid, because it has Mechitza surrounding it. So it's not a Din Davka in Eretz Yisrael. Bovol Nami Makif Lo Pros Mahach Gise V'Digelos Mahai Gise. So Bovol, there also shouldn't be a Rishus Harab. And then the Kul Alma Nami Makif V'Kiyonis. The whole world is surrounded by Kiyonis. So the Yam is also Yeva Mechitza Asore going down into the Yam. So that is Makiv, the whole world. So that was Abaye's Kasha on this memory. Then Abaye said, Dilme Mailes Umoildis Kamre. Maybe the reason why it is not a Rishus Harabim, because it's Mailes Umoildis, it is not a even area, there's ups and downs. And we'll see this is not Dumya de Digle Midbo. So therefore, it is not a Rishus Harab. Omalei, so Rav Dimi told him, Ka Kafne, Chazisi L'Reishach Bei Amudi. We had mentioned yesterday, the Ritva says, and the Goynyakiv say the same thing, that Rav Dimi was Nishtoimim, how Abaye was Mechaven, the Das of Rav Yochanan. Karkafno is a complimentary lotion, Bala Gulgoyles, Odom Choshu, Chazise L'Reishach Be'yamudei, you were mechaven the time of Rabbi Yochanan, Ke'ilu, you were sitting in the Shir Lifnei Rabbi Yochanan, and like the Gein Yaakov says, that's how Moshe Rabbeinu told Bezalel, Bezel Kelo Yisa, that's the mechuvin over here, how you were mechaven the das of Rabbi Yochanan. We mentioned Rashi in Yevomis seems to say was a Rashi in Yevomis says as follows: Mi pi hashmua amarto v'loy mi daitoch. He told them it's not. It sounds the way you're teaching pshat and Rabbi Yochanan. Chazise l'reishach be'amudi. It's not you were there. You were there, you heard it from Rabbi Yochanan, so that's how you said it. It's not, Mipi Hashmua Amarta, V'loy Midaitoch. Seems like it was a critical statement. The way you're saying it over, it seems you're freaking out yourself. You were there, you heard it. Itman Nami, Ki Osi Rovin Omer Rabbi Yochanan, V'omri Lo Omer Rababom Rabbi Yochanan, Mailes umoyrde shebe eretz Yisrael, the slopy areas in Eretz Yisrael, ein chayovim alei mishum rishus harabim, v'vishe einom kedigley midbar. Because it's not similar to the digley midbar, so therefore doesn't have a teres rishus harab. Let us see Rashi. Rashi anamit aleph, sulme de tzu, sela har gavoya soviv, Lalois boy la eretz Yisrael v'hu gavoya yutvochim. So you have yutvochim on one ruach of eretz Yisrael. Machatno moired cheritz omok yutvochim v'rochav dalet sobev eretz Yisrael me'idach yisa. V'havalo mechitze. So you have mechitze. And hey, the osa le'tultulay midarabonam Miulav Rishus Harabim, the Raisehi, Lechiyuvi Alei, these create mechitzas around Eretz Yisrael, that Al Koponim, it doesn't have a shame Rishus Harab. Malois Umurdoi Shebo Kamrit, She'ein Chayov Malei Mishum Rishus Harabim, Dloi Niche Drisa Dithu, Dloi Havi Rishus Harab. A Rishus HaRabim is a Mokim Hiluch HaRabim, and since this is a difficult Hiluch, so Memele, so doesn't give it a shame Rishus HaRab. Karkafne Bala Gogoyles Kleima Odom Choshu, Amudi Shel Beis Medrash Shel Rabbi Yechanin, that you were there, Bein Amudim, She'enom Kidiglei Midbo. The Eretz Chaloka Hoiso, She'onon Mashva Hoiso, in the Midbo, which we learn out the Shirishus HaRabim. So there it was smooth. The Onan smoothed out the whole Midbar. It was all one level. Masha'en Kain, these are Milas and Mirdos. It's not Dumye, the Rishus HaRabim of the Midbar. Let us see Tosis. Ileima Mishum de Makiv Sume de Tzuk. So, hey, he has the kasha, Sabai has the kasha, if that's the reason, so bovel ishver, kaloilo mishver. Abu motzi lakshuye, so Taisa said, Abai could have asked another kasha. Mi rabbi yechen in gufe, the omele el, Yerushalayim il mole dal seisenu ulais balailo, chayov maleo mishum rishus harab. He says, there's another kasha would we could ask. Astir in Rabbi Yochanan. Here he says in the whole Eretz Yisrael there's no Rishus HaRabim. And here he says in Yerushalayim the whole reason it's not called a Rishus HaRabim because Dal Seisenu Ulois. V'shemo, so Taisa says, Efshad Dos is Nishkan Kash. V'shemo, Hosam Havi Yalibid Rabbi Yehuda. That memre of Rabbi Yochanan that says Yerushalayim il molei dal seisenu ulois would be a Rishus HaRabim. That is according to Rabbi Yehuda. That Rabbi Yehuda holds this lay the osu rabim and mevat le mechitze. So memele the mechitzes of Yerushalayim, the tzuris ha-pesachs which are there on his battle la yedei de hiluch harab. So memele. So that's why, without Alseis Neulois, it would be a Rishus HaRab. V'hocha Alibe Derabona. But here he's going Alibe Derabona. So Alibe Derabonon, the Rabonon hold, you don't say Osei Rabim Umevatli Mechitze. So you can't ask Astire. Here Rabbi Yechon is going Alibe Derabonon, and there he's going Alibe Derab Yehuda. Now we have to understand, this is a very shvere Tosfos. We'll have the same problem in the next Tosfos. I found the Chazanish's Ma'ira. Now, the Lechaira, the whole Musik of Osi Rabim Umavatli Mechitze means as follows. Let us speak about Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, Tosfos said that the streets of Yerushalayim, there was a Tzuras HaPesach on both sides of Yerushalayim. So Memele had a Teiras Mechitze. Really, it's Mukif Mechitzes. Novos. No, the Rabbim, this Mechitza does not hold back the Hiluch HaRabbim. The Rabbim go through the Mechitza. It's a Lomdashim Mechitza, which does not prevent the Hiluch HaRabbim. So Memele, there is a Musig, Osei Rabbim, and Mavatli Mechitza. So the Hiluch HaRabbim, even though in Lomdash, you have a Mechitza, but if the Rabbim are not Geiris the Mechitza, and the Mechitza does not help connect the Biku HaRabim, so the Mechitza is commandless. That is Shitas Rav Yehuda. The same thing, Pasei Berois. Pasei Berois also, Rav Yehuda holds, you say, Osei Rabim Avatli Mechitza, because since it's a large Pirtzen, the Rabim go through. So Memele, even though in Lomdes, this Episal Lomdes, there Osei Rabim Avatli Mechitza. That Mechitza that is there, to the Diyumdim, becomes Nisbatli Behiluch HaRab. But that is, you have Rabbim that are, go through the Mechitza. Taisa says over here, that here, he's going according to, Rabbi Yechon is going according to the Rabbono, that hold, that Layosu Rabbim and Mevatli Mechitza. Where do you have a Hiluch HaRabbim over here? You have, the Gemara said, the whole world should be a Rishus HaYochid because of Akiyonis. So Taisvi says, that's according to the Rabbana, was like also Rabbi Mamavatri Mechitza, late Rabbi Yehuda, late Rabbi Yehuda, take it's no Kasha, because also Rabbi Mamavatri Mechitza. Where do you have a Rabbi that is coming from the ocean? You have a thoroughfare there that's going from the oilam through the oceans is a two-way traffic. There's no such thing. Where do you have a rabbi mevatli mechitz? Abotaisis vaistachoisa zoi. That he is going according to the rabbon, which rabbi, hilach rabbi is not mevatli the mechitz. Let us see the next taisis. Dilme mailes umerdeis komet. Maybe you mean that the reason that Eretz Yisrael does not have a shame reshus haram is because of the malas and merdes. V'davke be'eretz Yisrael k'demeforish taima b'somuch Yeshua oyev Yisrael hoya. Yeshua was an oyev Yisrael. Just to understand what this time is, let us see three lines before the next Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Yeshua oyev Yisrael hoya, omed v'tikem lehem drochim esratye. Kol heiche deniche tash, he was the one, Yeshua had a planning board, and he decided how to divide up Eretz Yisrael. Omed v'tikem lehem drochim esratye. Kol heiche deniche tash mishte moscho l'rab. Kol heiche deloi niche tash mishte moscho l'yochit. So in the planning boards, the plan was that the areas which is nichetash mishte, it is not too hilly, it is not difficult to go. So this was nisyachet for the hiluch harab. The places which are difficult for the rabbim to go, so this was given for tashmish yechidim. So memele, it comes out that the hilly areas were not nimsa l'rabim. They were not nimsa l'rabim for the rabim to go. So a little later the rabim will go, it won't become a reshus harab. Because b'shas Eretz Yisrael was settled, this was not nimsa l'rabim. This area was not nimsa l'rabim. So b'meila a little later they took it over, that doesn't make it a reshus harabim, since it's lainiche tashmishte. We'll see, it's a psatarti l'reyese. It is not a easy hilach harabim, and it was a nimsa l'rabim, so it doesn't become a reshus harab. We'll see, later in the sugi, we'll see a bissel noch tifer, what this is. So this is davke in Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz La'aretz, so the planning boards, they weren't Oyevei Yisrael. The Bechlal said they had different Rishbainis. So Memela there could very well be that you could have a Rishus HaRabim which is in a very bumpy area. And this area was Nimsa L'Rabim. So in Chutz La'aretz, the Milas of Meirdois, since it was Nimsa L'Rabim, so that will have a shame Rishus HaRabim. In Eretz Yisrael, it was a Nimsa L'Rabim. So Memela in Eretz Yisrael doesn't have a shame Rishus HaRabim. That's the maskonis ha-gemore. V'davke be'eretz Yisrael, k'de meforish taime b'somuch, Yeshua oyev Yisrael hoya, avo b'chutz lo'oretz chay. That's Aleph. Beis, v'alibe de Rab Yehuda. Now, the gemore also says that we are speaking, while Tesis learns the whole sugya of Mailas and Moirdes, that be'etzem we are speaking about, it's a steep incline. It has a goiva, a sore in Dalet Amis. And lemais, it has a loche of a rishus hayochet. Norvos, osi rabim mevatli mechitzte. According to Rabbi Yehuda, osi rabim mevatli mechitzte. So memele, so that makes it ois rishus hayochet. That would make it a rishus harab. But the malas and merdes of Eretz Yisrael, since it was a nimsa l'rabim, so these malas and merdes do not become ois reshus hayochid through the bikua harab. Masha'en kein in chutz la'aretz, so these malas and merdes will become a reshus harabim because of the hiluch harab. But that is only according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda holds also Rabbim and Mavatli Mechitzte. According to the Rabbonon holds like also Rabbim and Mavatli Mechitzte, so Malas or Merdais anywhere will not be a Rishus Rabbim, because they don't hold also Rabbim and Mavatli Mechitzte. But according to Rav Yehuda, in Eretz Yisrael, not Malas or Merdais be Eretz Yisrael, is not a Rishus Rabbim. Malas or Merdais in Monsi is a Rishus Rabbim, because there was Nimsol Rabbim. That is the sugya. Ba'alibe de Rav Yehuda, Avol Rabbono, afilu b'chutz loretz potter. Afilu b'chutz loretz, it also doesn't become a Rishus Rabbim, d'leos or Rabbim, u'mevatli mechitz. So Rabbi Yochanan is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a difference between Eretz Yisrael Shalai Nimsaro L'Rabim and Chutz Lots that's Nimsaro L'Rabim. V'teime, Fektach Taisves, according to the Rabbonon, that hold, that you don't say Yosra Rabim Mevat Lemechitz, is called Eretz Yisrael, to Yosra Rishus, Ayochidai Veisul Meditzu, Mechatno de Geder, above all, Nami de Makivlo de Geles, Losarab, Mavatli Mechitzosom. Frektach Taisis, so we're back where we started from, according to the Rabbonon, that hold, you don't see Osirab, Mavatli Mechitzis, Olochaire. That's what Taisis wanted to say before, that's the Rabbi Yechon is going according to the Rabbonon, that you don't see Osirab, Mavatli Mechitzis. So we're back to the so Kedav Zayin, ganz Eretz Yisrael shouldn't be Rishus Arab, ganz Bobel shouldn't be Rishus Arab. Rabbi Yochanan, I think it'll be better to be Moichik Devov. Le Rabbi Yochanan the Omar bePerek Hador Karfef Yoser miBeis Osayim Shlehukif Ledire Afilu Kur vAfilu Kurayim. Hazayrek l'soychay chayiv, v'adin afilu le'elef kurim demashir yiyye. Now, the kasha is, we heard already before, and daf yudches amad aleph, Taisus brought a machlokes Rav Yochanan and Rav Huna bar Chinene. Rav Huna bar Chinene asks on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan holds an area that is not mukif ledira. So Rabbi Yochanan holds mechitzehi el shemachuseres diyoren. It has a teiras mechitze. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan holds hazerik l'seicha chayev. The Marsha learns pshat in Taisus and Daf Yudches. The Rav Huna b'achinen holds. The mechitza she'enu mekefes ledire loishma mechitza doesn't have a teres mechitza at all. It loses the shame mechitza. So meila loses the shame mechitza. So meila so fakert so can have a teres rishus harab. It loses the shame mechitza. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, it has a teres mechitza. So meila frektach taisve. So taisus is asking according the bovel Eretz Yisrael have mechitzas around them. Ah, you'll say it's not mukif ledire, but Rabbi Yochanan holds, even though it's not mukif ledire, it also has a shame rishus ayochid, afilu kur v'afilu karayim. That's the lashon of Rabbi Yochanan. And Taisus says, he says kur v'karayim is not a special shir, who adin afilu l'alav kurim, the ma'ashir yir, there's no shir, he's just saying, there's one shir of a beis osayim which you don't need mukif ledira, but more than that, if he holds that kul v'karayim, even though it's not mukif ledira, there's a shame rishus ayochid min ha'teira, so elef kurim will also be the same thing. So memele safilu will say we have a large area that's not mukif ledira, but min ha'teira should become a rishus ayochid. And according to the rabbonon that hold, you don't say osir rabim amavatli mechitzta. Bishleimer the mechitze she'ena asuye b'day adam leichshive mechitze kulo hay. Afilu rabbonu moided also rabim amavatli mechitze. So Taisus says amuim de kechidish. Taisus says a mechitze she'ena asuye b'day adam is a mechitze gerua. Now exactly what Taisus means mechitze she'ena asuye b'day adam. either it will take the words kepshuta, he was not made bidei Adam. Samachitze, that was oimet from zich alein. Oh, we hear a psatosis before daf tesvav, adovo sheine roi lihi osois bidei Adam. That a mechitze sheine sui bidei Adam means that it's impossible for a person to make or to duplicate. Something that could be man-made also, if it's made bidei shemayim, could be, that's also a good mechitze. But something that's impossible for a person to duplicate, and this is take sulmed tzur, I mean, this is a rizike area that is mukye from mountains, is mukye from a valley. So this is, so it could be that's what Taisus means. I'll be nagay a little late in the sugya. So afilo rabona meide da osu rabim amavatli mechitze. So it comes out so therefore, all the Rishus Arabims in the world are Rishus Arabim because of Taisus Achidish, because the Mechitzes which are surrounding them is a Mechitzes, it's not Osir B'day Odom, and here everyone is Maide Terab Yehuda Osir Rabim and Mabatli Mechitze. And again, the Chazaynish asks the Kasha, where do you have over here a Osir Rabim and Mabatli Mechitze? They don't go over the Mechitzes. You have a Rabim inside, but they're not Mabatli the Mechitze. So if you have a Teira, so what's a Teira dazu gestalt, so Osir Rabim and Mabatli Mechitze? The Ritva says, let's first go to the Rashbe. The Rashbe says, he also asks Taisvis Kashe, why isn't the world of Rishus Ayochit? Yev Mechitzes. He says, Al Kolchoch, there's a Shia. There's a certain Shia that the Mechitzes can make an area of Rishus Ayochit. There's a larger Shia where it can't make it a Rishus Ayochit. What exactly the Shia is, the Rashbe says, I don't know. But there's a Shia. So Mamela, that is the Teretz. Here, it's too great an area. Taisvis didn't want to be Mechadish this Ashir. What's the difference? 2 kul, 1,000 kul, it's all one thing. The Rashba says there's Ashir, but what the Ashir is, I don't know. The Ritva says over from the Ra'or, or the Mishnah Berurah brings it down that it's from the Ramban, that there is Ashir. What is the Ashir? But he gives Ashir already. Kol sheroya atzmoi teicha mechitzeis choshev rishus ayochid. That means if where he's standing it is such a hekif that a person can see himself surrounded by mechitzes, he feels that he's enclosed, that has a teiras rishus ayochid. If the mechitzes are so far apart that a person can be standing in the middle and he doesn't see any enclosure whatsoever, that doesn't have a teiras mechitzes. It means, not best, wherever you are, you can't see that the whole thing is mukif mechitzes. So memele is that doesn't have a teiras mechitzes. So that's how the Ritva for Emphos Teis was kasha. Chazenish wants to say that perhaps Teis was also held like the Ritva. But Teis was held, you need more than that. Besides that it's einay roya atzmai teicha mechitzes, you need that there should be a bikua of a rabim teicha mechitzes. That means that if the mechitzes, you don't see the mechitzes outside. Number one. And inside there's a hiloch a rabim, and Taisus vaf noch avot, and it's mechitzes that's not osi b'day odom. Taisus vaf is called mechitzes suya b'day odom. Will not be a Rishus Arab. That's for sure. If the China is surrounded with a wall, there's no Rishus Arab in China. Because that's a Asuya B'day Odom. Taisvis says, that's what the Chazanish wants to be Metzadet, could be Taisvis mean. Taisvis also means like the Ritva. Now Taisvis is Maisev two more Tnoim. Number one, it's a Mechitza, Shein Asuya B'day Odom. Number two, it is, you have inside, not over the mechitzes, but in teicha mechitzes, you have a hiloch harabim. Number three, even though Taisus didn't mention it, but it's also the mechitzes aren't nireis. So this is the kugel that Taisus made to make it, that so the mechitzas do not help to make the area Rishus Ayoch. Karkafne chazisei l'reishech. Reishech, so we learn pshat, reishech means yorosh. I saw you there. You were there by the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Yochanan. So Taisus learns different pshat. Reishech, haino rabbi. Shehoye Rabbi Shalabaya. Kakafne, Adam Choshev, I saw your Rebbe by Rabbi Yochanan. So this could also be like Rashi's Pshat, some Mele. So this Pshat in Rabbi Yochanan is not me Piyat, it's me Piyashmur. Mestam, you heard it from Rabbi. Rabbi Mestam has told you over what Rabbi Yochanan had said. Vahavi kemoi, there's a gemara in Shabbos, reishech bekiriri, the reishech bechamimi. There, one Amoire told a Talmud, he said, listen, your Rebbe, they won't mourn from him. There was a psanivus and mishpot in the shtot, he says, your Rebbe they won't mourn from, because it's not his geschäft to be the dain. Aber reishech dereishech, the Rebbe of your Rebbe bechamimi, he's in hot water. Because he should have taken the mishpat biyadav, he was bekoich to do it, and he doesn't do it, so mamele, he's in hot water. Aber kaponim reishich means your rebbe, and reishich the reishich means your rebbe's rebbe. Umatzinu, so mamele, satsa taisi says reishich means rabbe. Umatzinu sholach rabbe l'eretz Yisrael l'ilmai teil of Ne'er Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbe take learn teil of Ne'er Rabbi Yochanan, b'sei perik shnei dainig zeiris. Aber Rabbi Atzma Elohim Metzinu Shaholach Lilmai Teire Shom. We don't find anywhere in Shas that Rabbi was Oile to Eretz Yisrael. But Oile Shal Eiro Rabbi Es Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Mestoma, when Rabbi was much younger than Rabbi Yochanan, he never went and saw Rabbi Yochanan. Aber Rabbi Talmidei Shal Rabbi Yochanan Habe. Hagavuche, the Taisvus Rid says, I mean, he learns the Gemara kipshutoi. Mikan muchach shaloma da baye lifnei Rabbi Yochanan. That's how he learns. Nachladal the Bali Taisusin. Neisha Rabbi Yochanan herich yomim harbe. It was a zokin muflik. So memele Rabbi Abaye was also able to learn by Rabbi Yochanan. Let us go a little further. Boi minei rechova meirova. Tela mislaket asore mitoich arba. You have a tela mislaket. Let us see picture 45 and page 52. You have here in the middle of the Rishus Arabim. You have over here a tela mislaket, and we have in an area of Daladamis. It's mislaket to a goiva asore. So this is beemison of Rishus Hayochid minatayr. So Rechava asked. Rechava asked a shayla from Rove, Tela mislaket asore mitoich arba, verabim boikim boy. But the rabim, abaykeya, they walk over it, the shus harabim, they go straight, they go over this tail. So, frekter akashe, chayovim olav mishum reshus harabim, oy ein chayovim olav. So this is bemison like malas and murdais. Taisa says, Lehava tela mislaket, lavashmi lehodom rabbi yechna malas a murder shebe eretz Yisrael are not a reshus arabim, avo bechutz lords chayovim. He didn't know this. So, Rechava asked Rob, tela mislaket asorim itoich arba, verabim boikim boi, chayovim olav mishim reshus arabim, ayin chayovim olav. So Rav told him as follows, Alibe de Rabbonon leiti boilo, according to the Rabbonon, that Rabbonon hold lo yose rabbi memavatli mechitz te hashte, ma hosom de nichet hashmishte. At my passe birois, that it's nichet hashmishte, it's an open area. The rabbim can go through. Omri Rabbonon lo yose rabbi memavatli lo mechitz te Hochet loy nichet hashmishte loy koshkein. Here it's not a let's loy nichet hashmishte. It's a difficult hiluch. So this hiluch avade gives loy koshkein. So mamel according to the rabbonos nishda vos to klern. Fregen da achroinim. the Teiris Chaim, the Rishash, the Keren Eure. We just learned that Taisvis, that Taisvis said that by Amechitza Asuye Bidei, Ein Asuye Bidei Odom, Afilu the Rabbonon hold also Rabbi Mamavatli Mechitza. We just learned this Taisvis. A Mamela Vazukta Alibe the Rabbonon Leiti Boiloch, Vakel, this is Osi Bidei, this is Osi Bidei, Loi Osi Bidei Odom. So if we will learn that the way we mentioned the Taisis before, Daf Tezvov, Tez Chaim says it's a doichik, the Taisis speaking about a tail. Taisis says if it's roi le'yos isal yedei odom, so it's not, it's also considered a mechitza suya b'dei odom. So then it's nishkefela. If we'll nemon kipshutoi, that Taisis means as long as it wasn't nasa b'dei odom, it doesn't have a chshivas of a mechitza, so we're in very hot water over here. So memeila, what's it like to boil up? This is the kasha that I asked. Shash. Chaim. Yeah. Al Kaponim, the Gemara says, there's nothing what to talk about. Kiti boy lecho alibid Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda. Now what now? Here we have a shayla. My. Ho samud nechet hashmishtek. Over there it's nechet hashmishtek. So memele. So there, it's a psahilach of nechet hashmishtek. So that's mevatel the mechitza. This is not such a, it's not such a planichet hashmishtei, like also rabbi memavatli mechitze. I don't know, I don't know, but you're nichet hashmishtei, it's mevatl. The rabbim go there, so it's mevatl. Om alei chayom. So he said, yeah, the mevatl. It's as long as they go there, the mavat. He asked them by filling oil and loy bechevel. Let's look at the picture 46. By filling oil and loy bechevel. That means it's so steep that they can't walk on it like this. They have to hold on to a chevel in order to get up this tail. It's a very steep incline. Amalei in. But the rabbim go there. That's how they go. So it's also mevatel. Ba'afilu b'mayleis beis morim. Omalein. Yeah, it's also. So it has a teiris reshus harab. So k'rashi ba'afilu oilun loy bechevel. Boihi rechove komalo. Mayleis beis morim. Zekufen miyoit. It's very steep. That's picture 47. It's a very steep incline, umaylo kitzoro, and it's also very narrow. Mahalchim bo bezeach hazeh, v'loy shnayim yachet, k'nem rinim b'reish shona, k'ibneim morin, k'maylis beis morin, that just like k'maylis beis morin, is the person is heilach zeach hazeh, so m'mayla the din is also k'ibneim morin. It's not a din of a rabbin bebasachas, it's bezeachazeh. We have to understand, Rashi says, umaylok tzoro, it's a very narrow mile. So lecheira, we have to understand, if it's a very narrow mile, how could it be a reshus harabim? It's you need tezayin am in order to make it a reshus harabim. How does this become a reshus harabim? The Ritva says on Milas beis morin. The Ritva says she'ein yecholin lalois b'midroinom elo echad echad. You can only go up one at a time. Avala maila rochavu v'yesh tezayin amo. On top, it's wide. So I don't know exactly what the Ritva means to say. If the Ritva means to say that as long as you have a chelik that has tezayin amo, even though it thins out, get ma'oich nishton. That's what he means. It's meyudik mechudishtik. That means even though you have it's mamish, it's in this area, it's so thin that only a yochid can go. But since this is a part of a reshus harabim, later it widens out. That's sufficient. Maybe he means that. It's very unclear what he means. Abrazay the Ritva frekta kashen. That's what the Ritva answers. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Eiswei. So Akoponim, so what did Rove, what was Rove Machadish? Rove was Machadish that according to Rabbi Yehuda, even though it's like Nichet Hashmishtei, we say, Osi Rabbim Mabatel Machitz. Afilo Ahilach of Leinichet Hashmishtei is also Mabatel. Eiswei. Chotzer Sharabim Nichnosim Lo, Bazu, Vyoitzim Bazu. We have a picture 48. You have a chotzer, and you see that the here's a reshus harabim. There's a pirtz and the koisel a chotzer, and the rabbim use this as a shortcut. Chotzer. So it says as follows: Sheharabim nichnosel lo bezu v'yoytzim bezu. Reshus harabim letume. This is considered reshus harabim letume. That means this is not considered a mokim seisa, since the rabbim can enter, some amelets consider reshus harabim letum. Reshus hayochid l'shabbos. Aber lagabi shabbos, even though it's rabbim nichnos in law, it still is a shame reshus hayochid. Frag the gemara mon. Who, according to who is this paraisa going? Ilein verabonon. Hashte. Ma hosom. So he's telling us that even though the rabbim goes to the pirtzes of this chotzer, it's still a reshus hayoch. Ilay me rabbonon hashte, ma hosom de nichet hashmishte. Ma doch bay pasi biroi, that nichet hashmishte. Omri rabbonon lo yoso rabbi mevatel mechitzte. Hochid lo nichet hashmishte. We'll see the way the pictures are. Lay me boy, if it's a pirtze in the kaisel hachotzer, so memela, we see it's not broken all the way by the bottom. You have to go over this gedudi over here. The gedudim, that's the base of the gedudim. That means it's, you can't walk straight through. You have to climb over the gedudim, and it's a narrow area. It's not so convenient for the rabbim to go. So here, if the baraisa is telling me. If the Baraisa is telling me that this is a Reshus HaYochid, according to the Rabboni, you don't need it. Afilo Pase Berois, which you have a much more Choshev Hiluch is a Reshus HaYochid. Savad Givis, this is a Reshus HaYochid. Hello, Rav, Rabbi Yehudi. So you see, it's going according to Rabbi Yehudi. But what do you see? You don't say, Osa Rav, Mavatli Mechitzte. So you see, Rav, not the way you said. You see that if it's leinich etash mishtei, you don't say osa rabim avat lemachitz. And for the Gemara, loilam rabbonon. So Rava said, no, really it's going according to the rabbon. If it's going according to the rabbonon, so why does he have to tell me reshus hayochid l'shabbos? And chanami, that's posho. Reshus rabim letum, it's telling you the... That even though it's Rosh Hashanah, even though it's Rosh Hashanah Yochid l'Shabbos, it's Rosh Hashanah Rabim l'Tum. Zogt Rashi, Chotzer Shaharabim Nichnosim Lo Derech Psochim Oy Pirtzoy Shel Esa. V'loi Nichet Hashmishte L'Rabim L'Drise Shahapsochim K'tzorim, the Psochim are narrow, Gidudim Yesh Bas Koife, and the Pshited Loi Mevat L'Bekiyas Rabim Lemachitza. Savadi givis, according to the Rabbonon, it won't be mevat. Alal Rav, Rav Yehuda. Vashminen deheiched loinichet hashmishte moide that you don't say also rabim mevat lemachitza. Let us see Taisvis. Moni ilayme Rabbonon. Vim taim effect Taisvis layme lo ilam Rabbonon. Could be it's taki going according to the Rabbonon. Hi, what's the chiddush? That's a reshus hayochid. We know it's a reshus hayochid because they hold leosir rabim and mevatlim mechitz. So we know this from pasay berois. Afilu a rabim the nichet hashmishtei. Kamash malon da afilu letautul shori. Ne pasay berois loy sheminin the boy le regolim hikilu. Eistis vakar. That's the chiddush. That the hiloch a rabim vashteitzer. To make ois reshus hayochid min ha-teire. So, vashteitzach, you can't make ois reshus hayochid min ha-teire. So, zayich b'seich yitzich ha-chayit. But the chiddush is that afilu mid-rabbonon, it doesn't take away the shame reshus hayochid, even though there's also a rabbi. So Meila could be it's going according to the Rabbonim. Wants to tell us that a filu b'mili the Rabbonim is a shem reshus ayoch. Yeshloima da adife kom mishani. He says a better teretz. I stay nish klo why the Gemara's teretz is a better teretz. The Gemara says it's not lo bechdi that the Ikei wants to tell you reshus harabim letumer reshus ayochid leShabbos is not chiddush at all. So why is this a better teretz? Let us see the Taisus Yishonim on the side. Inami, kiven d'loy nifritze elo mi beis ruchais, d'loy niche tashmishte pshite d'le rabbonon da omre le osu mevatli mechitze de shori afilo le talpo. Eist is passe berois is porot zum arba ruchais. This is only Poritz Mishtei Ruchais, and it's Tashmishai Deyatchak. You don't even need a Bereisa to tell us that. Inami, another Teretz, Milishna de Bereisa Leimashme Heter Tiltu. I mean, if that is the Chiddush, if you permit it to be Metalto, you don't see this in Rishus Ayochid Lishabbats. Kedama Alolel, Ime Hosam Avamina Hanamila Lizroik. The Gemara says on this Bereisa Guf, it could be it says, Adin Rishus Ayochid, Lagami Minatay is Hashem Rishus Ayochid. But it's Bechlal not Muchach that his Hashem Rishus Ayochid Lagabi told. So Memela, that's why the Gemara held, it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Toshma, Mevois Amefuloshois, Beboirois, Besichin of Amoreis, Rishus Hayochid leShabbos, Rishus Arabim leTumah. A mavoi that goes into a mefulosh is beboyres. It's mefulosh in a boyer. Like the Gemara beboyres salke daitach. This is the lashon would seem that you have a mavoi in a boyer. Other sirashi beboyres salke daitach. Heichi have a mavoi besoich a boyer. Had you a mavi besoich haboyer? Elo liboyres. No, it means you have to be goyres a mavi that ends up into a boyer. Let us see picture 50. That means that you have a mavi, and the end of the mavi is a big boyer. Now, this boyer, we have to know, is, you have a machitze here also. The boyer is a machitze for the mavi. You have here a machitza at the end of the movi. And as we'll see in the picture, we'll see claw, other people see walk into the boyer and they walk out ahead, and other people walk on the side of the boyer. That's the case over here. Mevois amafaloshis, so it says like this, that these mevois are here's a din of reshus hayochid leShabbos. Reshus Ayochel Shabbos, Reshus Arabim Letume. Frag the Gemara Moni. Wait, when we get this. Ilayim Rabbonon. So what is the Chiddush? The Chiddush is that even though we'll see the Rabbim walk in the Boyer, around the Boyer, Afal Pikein, still has a shame Reshus Ayochel. Ilayim Rabbonon, Hashta Mahosam Denichet Hashmishte Omri Loyos Rabbim Batli Lo, Hochet leinichet hashmishte leikolshke. So why does he have to tell me that the hilach rabim does not make, is not mevatel the mechitza? Rabbi Yehudi. So if the Gemara loy loy lam rabbonon, it's going according to the rabbonon. Rishus harabim letum it's trichalei. And even though it's not so convenient to enter the movi from the rishus harabim, afal pi kein has it in rishus harabim letum. Yeah. Between you and me, I really don't understand the Chiddush of Rishus Harabim Letume. I mean, if you have a Movoy over here, the Shem Rishus Hayochid Rishus Harabim Legabi Tume is totally, if it's a Mokim Seisa, if it's not a Mokim Seisa. Bishloim by a Chotzer before, so it could be it was a private Chotzer. So it's telling us, but since it's Poros Roshus Harabim, it's called not a Mokim Seisa because the Rabim can enter. It's not called a Mokim Seisa. But here we're speaking about a Movoi. The Bnei HaMovoi alone should make it a Roshus Harabim Letumim. So I don't understand clearly what the Chiddush over here is. But here the Chiddush is that the Al Kaponim, even though the rabbim will come into this movie a yedei adchak, because there's a boyer, aber piken it's a reshus a rabbim letume. Reshus a rabbim letume, it's trichalei. Zot, Rashi, le boyrei, she yesh boyer boroi shei echot, u besofe, Bach says, besofe k'tzoro, mahalchim shom ad sha'ovrim. And on the sides, the people continue walking. So it's a hilach, rabim shleinichet hashmishte. Zog Taisvis. Elolav, Rab Yehuda. Vim toima, this is going on the previous case. It was going on a chotzer, that there were two pirtzes, and the rabim were going. So it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda, and we say that a hiluch shlonichat hashmishtei does not make it ois reshus hayochid, and Zarai, that was the kashan rov. Vim taima faktoises look make a goin sheyesh tei mechitzes gemures. Rabbi Vada imoyde Rabbi Yehuda. Let us say there are two mechitzes gemures. Let us say picture 48, and let's look at the aleph. The Aleph is Kugan Shah Shtaim Mechitzis Gemuris. We heard Rabbi Yehuda hold Shtaim Mechitzis makes it Minatayra Rishus Ayochit. So Memele, so that's Pshat. So the reason it is a Rishus Ayochit, not because a Hiluch, the Leinichet Hashmishne is not Mevatel. Because this Hiluch Bechlal Shepanish mit the Mechitzis, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Shtei Mechitzis is a Daraise. Memela, these Mechitzis are serving their purpose. There's no Hiluch Arabim that is being menaged, these two Mechitzis. So Memela can say it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Look him can say Shtei Mechitzis gemurz tabi vade moide Rabbi Yehuda. Vi eshloime da kolchach bishenifritze medale druches. A kolchach you have to say, that it's poretz midalad ruches. Let's look in picture 49. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's benifritz midalad ruches. It's benifritz midbeis ruches. So that's why it's a reshus ayochid. Ma yiri yedolay nichet hashmishte. So why does he tell us a case it's a reshus ayochid because it's loy nichet hashmishte? Efe lo nichet hashmishte. Nami, it's also reshus ayochid. Kedepoich l'rabbono. That is the svar of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds shtei mechitzes di reise. So Rabbi Yehuda holds... So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Hiluch Arabim, it's a Rishus Ayochid, because you have staked two ganze mechitzes. Toshma, mevois amefuloshes. Vemeseches tares garsinin begitois. It's Moisef. It says over here, mevois amefuloshes, veboires besichna bamaores begitois. Bahainu boyreis shetachas hagitois. It seems the boyer, the gitois was an elevated area where they used to go and quetch out the grapes. And then it used to go, it used to be like a tunnel, it used to go into the boyer. So speaking about the boyreis, sichem oris, which were in the gitois. Perish Rabbeinu Chananel. So Rabbeinu Chananel says pshat, uchigoin shahaboyer rochik min hakoisel gimel tfochim mikol tzat. That this boyer is rochek. Let us look at the picture 50. That where the two basin are, that's where the mokim hiluch harabim is. So there are three tfochim there. There are three tfochim like this. You'd have mamish a geherige mechitze. So it's poshet. It's mamish the whole length of the whole width of the mavoi is mukif with a mechitze. No, it's speaking about there are three tfochim on both sides. Bahoyim derech kan vekan, and the oilam is going on each side of the boil. Vekamash melon defelahochi leibotli mechitze. Vafal pike leibotli mechitze. And that's the chiddush. The e boil hoylech mikaisel lekaisel pshita davarishus ayochet. There's no hiluch harab. Vaha the nokat boil. So if the chiddush is that the hiluch, the siluch al day at chak is not mevatel the mechitze, for the noket boir v'loi noket mechitze mufleges gimel min ha-keisel. So what is he telling me to say? You can do the same thing as a mechitze. Mishim de boir ha-vechidish tvei, da'af agav shushu sarab nam elechez besoichoi. as it says in the picture, they went in the Beirosa. That means even though you have a hiloch in the Beir, around the Beir, from that wagon, it has a shame, Rishus Hayochid. The Gemara wants to say it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara says not going according to the Rabbonon, and Taka there's no Chiddush in Shabbos, all Chiddush is in Tumah. Toshma, Shevili Beis Gilgal. Shevili Beis Gilgal, we have over here on page 54 a few pictures, what Shvili Beis Gilgal were. Akaponim, this was Shvilim that went up on a high incline. Chiyotzi behem Rishus HaYochid L'Shabbos Rishus HaRabim L'Tun. Beizeu Shvili Beis Gilgal, which fall into the category of Shvili Beis Gilgal. Omri Devei Rabianai Kol Sheina Eved Yochel Litel So Shel Chitin V'Yoretz Lifnei Saratyet. It is so steep that an Eved cannot carry a saw and run. Money. Ilay merabonon. Hashto mahosom de nichetash mishtia merabon lo yosarabon vatalo mechitze. Hochet lo nichetash mishtia lo koshkein. That it is not a resh, that it can't be mevatal. So, versteitzer it's a reshus ayochet. Hello, Rav Yehudi. So here all of a sudden the Gemara is stuck. Here it's going according to Rav Yehudi. And we see that a hiluch, shtoleiniche tashmishte, is not mevatel amechitza. What the Gemara saw dafke in this baraisa more than in any other case, we'll see a little in Tosfos. About kaponim, here the Gemara achein poshet, but here's Akasha and Rav. And Rav said that afilu a hiluch al yedei atchaka, and leiniche tashmishte is also mevatel amechitza according to Rabbi Yehuda. Amalei, so Rove answered him, Shvili Beis Gilgal Kamrit. This is in Beis Gilgal. Here it says, Klotz and Eretz Yisrael. Yeshua Oyev Yisrael Hoya. Omad Vatikalam Drochim Visratye. Kol Heichad Enichet Hashmishtayim Mesorah L'Rabim. Kol Heichad L'Enichet Hashmishtayim Mesorah L'Yochim. Zogt Rashi, Shvili Beis Gilgal Mailo Gevoya Uskufehi Be'eretz Yisrael. Yeshua oyhev Yisrael hoya, ubemailes umirdois de Eretz Yisrael meidinolach. The mailes umirdois of Eretz Yisrael, I moide, the ein chayoven alein. Because this was never nimsa l'rabim. V'chiyaminolach de chayovim, v'shar arotzis kamina, the other arotzis. The other rotzes, a memela, since they were nimsa l'rabim, so you say, osa rabim, o mavatl mechitzta, alibe, de Rab Yehuda. L'chayr meilas beis morin, daf me visna, this was in Eretz Yisrael or someplace else. L'chayr would be the pashas losh narashi, all meilas and murdes, is in Eretz Yisrael, take, they were never nimsa l'rabim, so memela, le osa rabim, mavatl mechitzta, afil according to Rab Yehuda. Beizeu Shvili Beis Gilgul Vim Toima Ba'akolchoch Shvili Beis Gilgul Hoi Mislaktim Asore Mitoich Arve. Now this Shvili Beis Gilgul was a Rishus HaYochid, it was Hastis, it was Mislaket, he had Mechitzis, it was a tail. Mislaket Asore Mitoich Arve. Hoi Vav Rishus HaYochid L'Shabbos Im Kein Matzorich Ochel Asuyei Derabyanai. Here, all of a sudden, it's a deep ascent, because it's a sorem itoich arbe, so it's not nichetash mishte, so why did we have to bring Rabiana? Boit kosh, da amayloi mishani rishus harabim, letu mitzrichele, kede mishani leo. Why all of a sudden, here, the Gemara says, it can't be going according to Rabon, it has to be going according to Rabi Yude, and though that mishan zog na ganse shtik toich. V'yeshloim et Hashem hochi ma'isi mida Rabianai v'mash medike chidusha have shu rishus hayochid l'shabbos. Dovot ebes ois gewesen, since Rabianai said a tnai that a eved cannot run, it is so steep that an eved can't run with a soul, if nei sardiet, so vices, here he's telling you a chidish in rishus hayochid l'shabbos. Midala emrinon afilot ein ha'eved yochel loretz afilohochi haver rishus harab. That means if he would hold that he's telling you a chiddush ein eved yochel loretz. If he would hold that it's mevatel the mechitz, he should have said it's a rishus harab. If he says it's a rishus hayochid, so he's telling you that is the reason why it's a rishus hayochid. It's a rishus hayochid because ain't ha'eved yochel loretz. V'im taima v'lomali ain't ha'eved yochel loretz. Afilu yochel nami av rishus hayochid. So al kaponim, so here we see al kaponim, Rav Yanai's memre is a gilui that is a chiddush that it is a rishus hayochid. Since it's difficult to walk up the shvilei, the shvilim, so memele, that is why it is a rishus hayochid. So memele sakoch is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds also rab mevatli mechitzta, abor do is anders. Vim toima, volomeli ein ha'eved yochel loretz, afilo yochel nami, have a rishus hayochid, kivin shemislaket asorem mitoich arbe, Vieshloima the Bainin Shaloyahe Nichetash Mishtei. No, it has to be Asorimitech Arbe is not enough. You need Shloye Nichetash Mishtei, Shaloye Osi Kein Madrege. The Loitehevi Mechitza Nidresses, Dama Perikol Gages, Loihavi Mechitza. That means if it would be something similar to steps, so then and then an Eved would be able, so then it would be called Nichetash Mishtei. So that's why you need that it should be this shear that an Eved can't run. Yeshua Oyev Yisrael Hoya Zuktais V'Sazay Davke Shvilei Beis Gilgul Deloi Nichetash Mishtei Klal Kedemeforish Rabbi Yanai. Shvili Beis Gilgal was very difficult to go. She'ein ha'eved yochel loretz, avol mavoi mefulish leboyres v'chotzer sherabim nichnosim lo bezu v'yoytzim bezu ha'avi rishus arabim l'rab Yehuda. Here it is a rishus arabim l'oit rab Yehuda. Avol gav da'havu shal yochet, even though this is also belongs to yochet. Hoyl v'niche tashmishtei v'roi lemoisroi l'rabim avi rishus arabim l'rab Yehuda idei b'kiyas rabim. That means if you didn't need b'poyl that it was nimsa l'rabim, if it was roi limosa l'rabim, that's also considered like nimsa l'rabim. So memele that could also get a shame rishus arabim. So that is why the Gemara is not chayzer from Mevois Amefoloshim and Chotzer. The Gemara is not chayzer from that. V'roi l'mois rab, avushus harab, l'rab Yudai day b'kiyas rab. L'hochi l'ikoma, elo, the mashm that tzorech adayin l'shnu yedalel. He says the Mevois and Chotzer, here we have to say that it's going according to the Rabbonon and Tumetz Trichalei. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, Take, even though it's Leinichet Hashmishtei Kolkach, but since it's not this Darge of Rabbi Yanai, so this is called Roi Limosa L'Rabim, even though Bapela wasn't Nimsa, so it could have a Shem Rishus Harabim. But something that was Roi Loi Limosa in Eretz Yisrael, that is Megareya from the Shem Rishus Harabim, and in Chutz Loretz, and Chutz Loretz, which you don't have this, so Lemaise, so was Nimsa L'Rabim and Chutz Loretz, so even though Lenichet Hashmishtei, according to Rabbi Yehuda, will say, Osa Rabim and Mavatli Mechitzte. They ask a Kasha and Rashi, before Rabbi Yochanan said, Mailas and Mordois, because it's She'enon Kedigle Midbar. So Rashi says she'enem kedigle midbar, the eretz chaloka oiso, she'onon mashva oiso. I mean, let us go back to the memra of Rabbi Yechene. Now let us learn elich the memra of Rabbi Yechene. Amar Rabom Rabbi Yechene, mailes umirde she'be'eretz Yisrael, ein chayovim aleyem mishum rishus harabim, lefi she'enem kedigle midbar. So these Milas Amoyodis are speaking about a tale. It is speaking about, that is, in Yesod, it is a Rishus HaYochet. And there's Rabim Boki Boy. In Yisrael, Milas Amoyodis Be'eretz Yesod. And it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, Paschal, like Rabbi Yehuda. That also Rabim Amavatli Mechitzte. But the Milas Amoyodis Be'eretz Yisrael, Ein Chayov Malayim Mishum Rishus HaRabim, even though it's also Rabim, so the Ritva says Pshat, now according to the end of the Sugya, what does that mean? She'einom kedigle midbo. That means in the midbo, one of the tnoyim that Rishus Rabim had in the midbo, it was an area that was nimsa l'rabim. Here, this is not nimsa l'rabim, since it's loynichet tashmish, it wasn't nimsa l'rabim. So that's what it means. So it's einom kedigle midbo. So this tnai you need. It has to be al kaponim nimsa l'rabim. And the Rosh Hashanah of the midbo was nimsa l'rabim. And here, if it's l'nichet hashmishtev l'nimsa l'rabim, it doesn't have a shame Rosh Hashanah. That's l'chayr the maskonis ha-gemorah. But Rashi says, pshat before, she'einom kedigle midbo, ve'eretz chaloka oisa, she'onon mashva oisa. Rashi says that it's an underworld. The midbo, it was smooth kalke. So one of the tnoyim of a Rishus HaRabim is, it has to be level kalke. That's what Rashi says. So if that's pshat, so how could you differentiate between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Loretz? He said, "Klo malis umoyrdei shebe Eretz Yisrael," and the criteria is because Yeshua oyev Yisrael hoy, and he wasn't moiseret l'rabim, but in Chutz Loretz it will be a Rishus HaRabim. So that's if you learn, that's the dimyon of diglei midbar, because in the midbar was nimsa l'rabim, here it's not nimsa l'rabim. But if you learn like Rashi, that it has to be mamish dumye to the midbar, it has to be smooth. So mamelon chutz loretz, it has to be level. So b'zayin chutz loretz, it should also be, in chutz loretz, it should also not be a rishus haram. The Ritva es, it's a baispul. We learn out a rishus haram that's mekur, it's not dumyed ledigle midbar. So even though boki by rabim, but it's not dumyed ledigle midbar, so it's garnished. So if this is a tenai that it has to be level, so why in chutz loretz does it have a shame, rishus haram? Zogt de Mishnah weiter. Echod boir horabim, ube'er horabim, ube'er hayochet, oisin lahen pasen. Now these three mekaymes have a common denominator that it's leiposki maya. Beir harabim is rabim mitkriyadodi. Beir harabim Rashi says leiposki maya mitkriyadodi. Beir harabim avadi gevis. Beir harabim have a milo also, it's a beir, and he have the milo of rabim also. Ube'er ayochit, you don't have rabbi mitkiri, but it's a be'er, so it's also like poski mai. Oisin lehem pasim, so since we are assured that there will be mayim here, so memeila oisin lehem pasim. Avo le'boer ayochit, a boer ayochit, so memeila there we could be, it'll be nifsiki mayim. So there they were only matter, mechitze gevoya yutfochim, divrei rabbi kibir, that's as far rabbi kibir. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava Oimer, ein oisin pasen ella leber horabim bilvat. We only make pasen leber horabim. That means a boyer, as chayde he holds in this asfara also, of you need chazi lebnei odom. So you need a be'er, and then you need also, you need a mail of rabim. Diketarti lemal yusef. Oleshar, into other, but the others, Eisa Be'er HaYochid, Be'er HaRabim, Oisin Chagure Gevoy Yasor Etvohim. So Rashi says, Chagure Hekev Shal Chavolim. That's the Rishash Tainis, so according to Rashi, it's very good that he was Mishana the Loshen between Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says, by a Be'er HaYochid, you need a Mechitze. And he's speaking about a Be'er HaRabim. So he says, you don't need a Mechitze Gebur, but you need a Mechitze of Lovot. Fi chavolem. In Taisus Tainis chagure perish mechitzeh.